It's Hockey Buzz Radio every Wednesday night at 6 p.m. with me, Paul McCann, and the one and only Pete Weber.
Yeah, Paul, and we're going to have a take a look at what's going on as what is hot in the National Hockey League every week. The top stories explored in detail.
And also take a look home ice advantage for the Nashville Predators. Occasionally take a look down on the farm with the biggest names in hockey right here every Wednesday night
on Hockey Buzz Radio, and we'll also go back in hockey time.
Sports Radio 560 WNSR.
This segment of the Tom Abraham Show brought to you by First Chance Tire and Automotive. And First Chance Tire and Automotive, when it comes to your vehicle, you only got one chance to get it right. Get it done right the first time at First Chance Tire and Automotive. A 16,000 square foot showroom and repair facility. They began in 1981, and you don't stay in business that long without being honest and dependable, and that's what they are. It doesn't matter what your car needs. Starting to stopping, First Chance has you covered, and everything in between as well. They take care of my personal vehicles, our company vehicles. That should be an endorsement enough right there. They're at 5606 Murfreesboro Road in Smyrna. Visit them online, firstchancetire.com. That's the number one, stchancetire.com. Joining us down at W3 Communications Hotline for a little puck talk is our good friend John Glennon of the Tennessean, who covers the Nashville Predators. John, welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm doing well, Tom. How about yourself?
I am absolutely tremendous. And tonight, the Preds with the Blues in town here. And I had run some numbers yesterday for our listeners. Specifically, I think it was 17 games in 29 nights. I was having a hard time busting their chops for, you know, what happened in the game against L.A. I just think at some point in time you run out of gas. And the bigger concern wasn't that they lost that hockey game, was that they've scored 7 goals in their last 5. And to contrast that, they had scored 16 goals in the 5 previous to that. And somehow, John, these guys have to gather it up here for this little rush at the end, because they will get some rest finally at some point, right?
Yeah, the light kind of comes at the end of the tunnel after this weekend. You know, they'll actually get 2 days off between games starting on Sunday for the first time since they returned after the Olympic break. You know, it's been either one day in between games or back-to-back games ever since the Olympic break came to an end. So I think a lot of the guys are kind of running on fumes a little bit. And, you know, the game the other night was the third game in 4 nights as well. So, you know, if everybody on the team is maybe half a step slow, you know, you're going to wind up with some pretty low-scoring efforts. And I think that's one of the big reasons they've been shut out, you know, back-to-back times at home right now.
And you just don't want to take that into the playoffs. You know, I just want one of these games to be a 4-goal game or so. And to be honest with you, when you look at it, this is a big night tonight in the Western Conference. Not only for the Predators, who got no help last night out of Phoenix as the Coyotes pulled one in 2 of their own playoff spot, and now they'll get a chance, the Coyotes, to play at the Avalanche tomorrow night. It's unlikely they can get them, only because the Avalanche has game in hand, I believe, and all the tiebreakers. So they've got some hustling to do still, but Calgary won't die. So the Preds are going to have to somehow close this gap. Still, it's 3 points, I think, to make it happen. And they're going to have to do it on their own to get it done. So there's a lot of positioning going on right now.
Yeah, agreed. And it's not an easy stretch of games by any stretch. You know, you say, okay, all I got to do is get the 3 points. But none of these games are gimmies. I mean, you look at, they've got St. Louis twice. Those will be the easier of the games.
And they're desperate.
You know,
and they're playing
the
well.
The Blues are actually, you know, still in the hunt. And then you get Detroit and Phoenix on the road in there too. So certainly no gimmies by any stretch. But, you know, I think maybe one good thing for the Preds is that you don't necessarily have to feel any better about finishing, I don't think, from 5th through 8th, really, because I don't think there's that much of a difference in the teams that you might face in the playoffs. You know, I don't think it's a huge, huge advantage to finish maybe 5th or 6th as opposed to 7th and 8th. I think the 4 top teams are fairly balanced.
Well, I tend to believe that fifth and sixth makes a difference, because I don't care which one it is, Vancouver or Phoenix. I think that that would be a situation where, and I think, we talked to earlier this week, was it Dave Reed or one of the guys from NHL Network made the point that when you're playing a team that overachieved throughout the year, that sometimes, those are teams that struggle in the playoff. And I wouldn't mind playing a Phoenix or a Vancouver as opposed to the Blackhawks or the Sharks. But I think you're right. I think that all four teams, whoever they are, 5 through 8, can win their series. I mean, I think it's that balanced in the West.
Yeah, I agree, because, you look at a team like San Jose, who's first, and you say, okay, these guys have to have a huge mental edge against the Preds because the success they've had in the past. But on the other hand, San Jose is just coming off not too long ago losing 6 games in a row. They haven't been dominant here the last few weeks, and the Preds were for the better part of 2 periods a few weeks ago dominated the Sharks in a game before the complete meltdown in the 3rd period. So, and then you look at number 2, Chicago. They've been struggling too until last night. Their goaltending was really giving them problems. So, in years past, you might look at a Detroit or a San Jose and say there's no way anybody could beat those guys, but I don't think that's really the case this season.
John Glennon on the W3 Communications Hotline. For more information, go to W3Wire.com. All right, John, where are we with Jason Arnott now? I mean, just how much longer is this going to go?
He's making some strides. I talked to Brian Mullen, who was at the skate this morning, and Jason did skate this morning, and this is the first time, really. Yesterday he skated a little bit on his own, and today he participated in the morning skate. So, really, this is the first time in 5 or 6 days that he's been back on the ice. Says he's feeling a lot better than he did last year when he had the concussion. So, if I had to guess, I'd say they probably sit him out. Well, they're definitely sitting him out tonight. I would guess probably Saturday, too. And then that gives him a few more days. Maybe he gets in for the last 2 games of the season, kind of works his way back into shape. That would be my guess as to the way things go at this point.
If you were to just try and take these last 4 games, I think everybody would be thrilled. If you could squeeze 6 points out of this thing and making it even 100 for the year, I think everybody would be ecstatic with that and just say, okay, let's see where the chips fall, because I think that would be good for no worse than 6th, if not probably 5th.
Yeah, I agree. And as we said, it's not an automatic, death march to get any of these teams, I don't think, in any of the top 4 seeds at this point. But, if the team had 100 points, it's going to finish as the 3rd best record in franchise history already. And that's pretty hard to believe, considering – everyone, including yours truly, didn't really think this team had a shot at the playoffs going in. I think I probably picked these guys 10th or 11th in the Western Conference, and just about everybody had them somewhere in 10th or 15th. So,
and the problem for Barry Trotz is going to be that, in terms of Coach of the Year, is that you've had a couple of 3 situations like this. You got the situation in Phoenix. Which one of these guys overachieved more?
Exactly.
Colorado, has fallen apart late here. But, when you look around the league and some of the things that have happened, he's got to be awfully, awfully high, though, in the voting. Because even about a month and a half ago, Sporting News didn't have him making the playoffs, and they were in 5th then. And everybody, they're going to fall out of the play. And he's kept it going.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, they got a lot of mileage out of that Sporting News. They tacked that thing up on the bulletin board right near the locker room there. And I think that stuck in their heads that publication didn't even happen in the playoffs at that point. But, yeah, you're right. I think clearly those 3 teams have to have the top 3 candidates for Coach of the Year. When you talk about Phoenix, Nashville, and Colorado. And, it would be tough to beat Phoenix and Dave Tippett at this point, just because obviously he took what could have been a disastrous situation and turned it into the best record in franchise history. So I would think he'd probably be the front runner. But, yeah, Trotz has got to get a lot of consideration this year, because really not much expectations here by most people outside of the organization, for sure.
Yeah, Tippett is like the guy in Major League, the manager of the Cleveland Indians there. When they're supposed to be like moving midway through the year, and against all odds,
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah, it's been spectacular.
Crazy stuff.
I think he's just kind of what they need. He's a guy. He's in some ways he's a little bit like Trotz. He's got a system. They play a real defense first, discipline kind of game, and that's kind of exactly what they needed in a. That whole situation could have become really chaotic, and he brought a lot of order to that situation.
Nah, they needed to get that slacker Gretzky out of there, that's all.
He's a bum.
That bum. All right. Glennie, always good to talk to you, my man. Enjoy the game tonight. It'll feel weird walking into your arena tonight because it'll be about 80, you know, when you're walking into the joint. But and I tell you what, they better deal with whatever it is they got to deal with to take care of that ice situation, because it's going to be warm and they're playing. They're going to be playing for a while, okay? They're going to be playing for a while, so they better make sure they crank the air conditioning up or do whatever they got to do to keep that ice nice and hard.
I agree. You know, it's interesting. I was in Florida the other night, and you walk in there and it's cold. You're sitting in the press box and it's cold, but you know, sometimes that's the price you got to pay to keep the ice good. So yeah, let's hope it's a little smoother tonight.
Yeah, I hear you. All right, man. Thanks.
Okay, thanks, Tom.
John Glennon of the Tennessean, handling the Predators.